In June, an Illinois woman became the first COVID-19 patient in the U.S. to receive a life-saving double lung transplant after the virus irreversibly damaged her lungs. As Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports, she's recovering, but it hasn't been easy.
Prior to the pandemic, 28-year-old Myra Ramirez was working as a paralegal at an immigration law firm in Chicago. When Illinois' governor issued a stay-at-home order in March, she began working from home and hardly ever went outside. She has a condition requiring medication that could have suppressed her immune system, but was otherwise healthy. She has no idea how she got COVID-19 in early April.
I lost sense of taste and smell. I felt very fatigued. I wasn't able to walk long distances without falling over. That's when I decided to go into the emergency room.
Her oxygen levels were extremely low, and Ramirez was given 10 minutes to call her mom to explain she was about to be placed on a ventilator.
In Spanish, the word ventilator, ventilador, is like fan. So I thought, oh, they're just going to blow some air into me and I'll be okay. Maybe have a 3-day stay and then I'll be right out. So I wasn't very worried.
But in fact, she'd spend the next 6 weeks heavily sedated with life support machines doing the work of her lungs and heart. She had terrifying dreams that she couldn't distinguish from reality.
Most of them involved me drowning, and I attribute that to me not being able to breathe. I had way worse nightmares than that, but I don't wish to share those because they're very explicit.
In early June, Ramirez's family was told she may not make it through the night. So they flew in from North Carolina to say goodbye. Then the doctor said they could try a double lung transplant. Her mother, Noemi Romero, agreed. She spoke at a recent press conference about the experience. She said there are no words to describe the pain of not being by her daughter's side as she struggled for her life, and that God gave her the strength to make it through. Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Ankit Bharat performed the 10-hour procedure.
Most patients are quite sick going into lung transplant, but she was so sick. In fact, she's, I can say without hesitation, the sickest patient I've transplanted.
Bharat says most COVID-19 patients will not be candidates for transplants because of their age and other health conditions that decrease the likelihood of success. But for some, like Ramirez, a transplant can be a life-saving last resort. When she first awoke, Ramirez was disoriented and couldn't move her body. It would be weeks before she understood what had happened to her. She's doing better now, but likely has at least a year of rehab before she can function independently.
At this time, I'm not certain of the permanent damage that's been made to my body. I don't even want to begin to talk about the pills because there are so many.
About 17 pills, 4 times a day, including drugs to prevent her body from rejecting the new lungs. She also takes depression and anxiety meds to help her cope with nightmares and panic attacks.
Slowly but surely, I'm able to get through them with the help of, you know, therapy. It's just something that I don't want to relive ever again.
COVID-19 has disproportionately harmed Latinos, who are overrepresented in low-wage jobs that expose them to the virus, and also more likely to lack social protections, like health insurance. Even with her work-from-home job, Ramirez wasn't spared. And while insurance covered some of her hospitalization, she's still facing tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills. Ramirez is eager to get back to serving the immigrant community through her job and spending more time with family, her boyfriend, and her dogs. She's even asked her surgeon to take her skydiving someday.
It's funny because Dr. Bharat actually used to work at a skydiving company when he was younger. And so he promised me that hopefully within a year, he can get me there.
And she has every intention of holding him to that promise. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.